Our Good Times was named Poet Laureate of the Western Slope. He's a weekly columnist for various Telluride newspapers, and he's serving his fourth term as a San Miguel County Commissioner in southwestern Colorado. He's the only Green Party County Commissioner in the Inner Basin West. He's the co-chair of the State Green Party. Welcome to Local Motion, Art.
Thank you, Allie. It's good to be here.
There's something called the 10 key values of the Green Party, right?
Right.
What are they?
It's sort of a laundry list of different positions. In Europe, they have the four pillars, they call them. And that's, you know, environmental wisdom, the importance of economic success, social justice, and peace. We kind of add in a whole bunch of laundry list of other things, future focus, feminism, lots of issues that are important, but quite frankly, I don't think represent the mainstream of American thought. So I'm a bit of a dissident within the party. I like to focus on two or three key values when I run for office. I don't think people like laundry lists of PC kind of positions on things. So usually I run on an environmental wisdom, grassroots democracy, and social justice. Those seem to me the core values that the Green Party represents. The movement towards the environment is certainly, I think, why people call us the Green Party. We want to be identified with the earth as the primary concern of what we're doing. That said, you can't disassociate economics from ecology, and I think that's one of the key issues that we've identified as a Green Party here in the United States, that if you have if the economy is not working, people are not going to be looking out for the environment. And so I think the Green Party has many different focuses. The environment is a big focus. I think social justice is a huge focus. We're very much concerned about human and civil liberties. We're concerned about what happens in other countries and how we comport ourselves in terms of working with other people. We're very much a peace party. The Green Party in Germany has succeeded in getting nuclear removed from the future of Germany. You know, we represent a lot of values. That's why I think they ended up having these 10 key values, because there were so many values that we were concerned about.
There's been a debate here, and I'm sure it comes up in your neck of the woods as well, about land use in regards to recreation. Some people here feel that environmentalists take it too far when they're trying to protect the environment to the point where you can't even go out into the woods anymore.
One of the things I think that as a political person, I was an environmental activist for many years, and now I've been in the position of being in the political system as an elected official, where my job isn't to advocate one thing. My job is to balance the energy between all the different user groups and try to make some sense of this these conflicting issues. I like to say, you know, it takes two wings for a bird to fly. You need a conservative wing and you need a liberal wing. You need to look at protecting, and you also need to look at not locking things up. So I think, you know, I don't think anybody's wrong. I think people have different emphases, and we have to look and try to balance the situation on each issue. You know, when it comes to oil and gas, we understand that we need to use some of our oil and gas resources, natural gas particularly right now, in order to make the bridge between a new energy economy. And so natural gas is going to be important. At the same time, does that mean we should go around and use fracking to get every ounce of gas everywhere? No, we can't do that. We need to balance. So I think it's important that we balance things out. And I like to work with the Republicans, and I like to work with the Democrats, and I like being a Green because I can stand and try to help people understand that it's not about demonizing one group and saying, look at the enviros are locking it all up. I was just at a conference in Boulder. It was the 200th anniversary of the General Land Office, the precursor to the BLM, and we were talking about multiple use, which has become the buzzword for the last few years, ever since the FLTMA, the Forest Act that was passed a few years ago about management of public lands. We've held multiple use as the highest and best good of everything, and that means we try to get as many people as possible using different resources. But when I look at the Native American influence, utilization for human use is so anthropocentric. I think we have to understand that the natural world, we need laboratories where things, systems work themselves, natural systems, and we can learn from them, not simply try to make them all human. So that said, I think there's a real good reason why some lands are protected for themselves, not for utilization by us. And yet, it's hard for us as a species not to think that everything revolves only around us. But if you look at the natural world, that isn't the case. And that's why I think the Green Party has something to bring to the debate and can help broker some bridges between those of us who feel that protection is really important, those of us who feel without a good economy, you're not going to have any protection.
I'm speaking with Art Goodtimes, member of the Green Party, and he's also a county commissioner in San Miguel County. Can we talk a little bit about the Green Party candidate this year for president?
We sure can. Jill Stein is our candidate, a marvelous woman from Massachusetts, a doctor. She's promoting what she calls the Green New Deal. And again, that's based on Franklin Roosevelt's system of social changes that he put in after the Depression to try and provide safety nets for people and to try to stimulate the economy with the Civilian Conservation Corps and other things. So she wants to put people back to work. She wants to see the economy grow, but she also wants to see us do it sensitively so that the environment is protected. She wants to see it done so that minorities are brought into the system and not treated unfairly, like has been the case in many areas of our country. So I think it's very exciting to have a person like Jill Stein as a spokesperson. That said, I'm a dissident voice in the Green Party itself. I don't believe that we ought to be running national and state candidates because I don't think we're ready yet, given the system we're in. Now, in other systems, most of the world uses proportional representation. In our democracy, we have winner-take-all systems. So if you get 49% of the vote, you lose. If the Democrats get 49% of the vote on a nationwide basis, they don't get 49% of the Congress. That's not how it works in our country. You can have, as we saw with Bush's election, you can actually have a president who gets less votes than the other candidate and still wins the election.
Right.
So our system is a kind of funny system, historically developed over years for various reasons. But in that system, minor parties have almost no chance of winning. And so on the national and state level, I don't think we're prepared. We really ought to run candidates, quite frankly, because while we do educate, and that's the purpose, I know I've talked with Jill, and she believes it's important that we educate people to an alternative to what the two major parties are saying. Nevertheless, I believe we ought to wait until we get the strength, and we ought to focus on local elections. And I think I've demonstrated we can win on the local level. I've won now three times as a Green in a county that has maybe 60 Greens. And yet I get 2,000 or 3,000 votes because I appeal to all of the citizens. People tend to think that when you elect a Green, I'm going to push the Green agenda. No, I'm elected as a Green because I believe in the Green Party agenda. That you know where I'm coming from. That's my first impulse. But my job is to balance the energy of all the constituents, Republicans, Democrats, rich, poor. My job is really to represent people. That's what our system is about, so of representative government. So while my first impulse is to move towards a green goal, I sometimes find myself championing development over the environment in ways that are important for my local citizens on certain issues. Other times I find myself totally in favor of wilderness, and other people, a lot of my constituents aren't. But I have to move in the way that my community wants. Otherwise, I'm not representing them, and they shouldn't reelect me. So I think people get a false sense that because you're a Democrat, you're going to follow the Democratic platform. And that's just not how it works. Each of our representatives interprets their party platform for their local conditions. And I think the Green Party ought to begin by building the party from the bottom up, not trying to have people on the top down, because quite frankly, we're not going to win. And oftentimes, within a winner-take-all system, when you take away progressive votes from a progressive candidate, then the more conservative candidate wins. What I see is that this country needs to pull together and work as one. We've become so partisan that pulling to one side and demonizing the other side is the wrong way to go. I understand advocating for your position, whatever it is, and whether it's a Tea Party or whether it's an Earth First, I respect that. And in this country, we respect all those viewpoints. But really, where the work gets done is what we've taken to call the radical middle. At least that's what I call it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the radical middle, we try to find solutions that work for the majority of people and for the Latin teacher. I had the privilege of studying Latin as a young man. And so when I looked at compromise, my motto, Earth First motto, was no compromise in defense of Mother Earth. Well, that sounds wonderful, and it's a very strong statement saying that, you know, we're going to defend this viewpoint. But quite frankly, when you deconstruct the word compromise, it comes from Latin, mittere to send, pro towards, and com with. So you're sending something forward with others. My goodness, that's our political system. If we can't work together to send something forward, if we have gridlock, we're not serving our party, we're not serving ourselves, we're not serving our citizens. So yes, I look and see that people want good jobs. They want to be able to work. I don't see people wanting just to live off the welfare system. In fact, the welfare system is so darn complicated, it's the job in itself. It's not something many people want to do unless they have to. It's a safety net. It's not something you want. You want good jobs. You want a healthy environment. I mean, I think we want peace. I think we have all those basic impulses. And so when it comes to bridge building, the task is to try and find common ground on the vision of what we want and our values, and then to try to work out strategies. That's where we all differ. You know, some people say, well, the best strategy to get a lot of jobs is to get rid of all the environmental rules. Well, it may be a strategy to do that, but there are other concerns about the environment that are stronger, and it's not, I don't think, a good strategy. So when we sit down together in groups, and I've done this many times, I was on Club 20 for 10 years where I was one of the very, very minority voices there. And yet I found that speaking to people and talking honestly and trying to explain viewpoints, we got to positions sometimes that were compromised positions that all of us felt like were good. Even though they weren't what we wanted, they were close enough that they incorporated what was necessary. So I think bridge building, I think compromise, I think working together is the way the American system